Chairperson, FA Director General, Executive Officers of International Organizations, Ambassadors, Distinguished Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen. May I congratulate you, Mr. Chairman, for your appointment as Chair and extend my delegation's appreciation in the manner you are conducting your facilitation of this meeting. You can count on us as a delegation from Swaziland in supporting your work. Mr. Chairman, sincere gratitude and appreciation is also extended to the government and the people of Italy, especially the city of Rome, for the warm hospitality that has been extended to my delegation since our arrival. We also thank the FAO team for the facilitation of this meeting, which I am very positive will be a success, thus subsequently providing means to sustainable agricultural development and as a means to eradicate the cycle of poverty, of which, Mr. Chairman, is in line with the meeting's theme. On behalf of the Kingdom of Swaziland, we congratulate Mr. Jose Graziano da Silva for his reappointment as the Director General of the Food and Agricultural Organization, especially at a time when the organization is attaining 70 years of age. FAO has enacted programs in our kingdom which are aimed at reducing rural poverty and hunger, which I have been delegated by the King of Swaziland and the Swazi government to extend their gratitude as well as pledge our continuing support to you, sir, and the organization. Mr. Chairman, as we address the theme of breaking the chain of rural poverty, we must acknowledge the challenges that are faced by the rural poor. The analysis is that the issue of climate change, the availability and cost of production resources, as well as accessibility to the markets, should be addressed in order to effectively impact the rural population. Ensuring accessibility to appropriate technology and skills can be the means of dealing with these said challenges. I therefore challenge the world community, and FAO in particular, to intensify its research program on innovative farming techniques and technologies that are enabling to both women and the youth, as they are the majority of farmers, particularly in the sub-Saharan Africa. The emphasis should be on improving agricultural productivity as well as production and making it accessible and affordable so as to attract more youth farmers. As part of its social protection program, since independent Swaziland has maintained a school feeding program from primary to high school. Recently, the government, through the South-South Cooperation, has also introduced an input subsidy program where farmers all over the country are now subsidized on fertilizer and seeds, in addition to a long-standing subsidy on the tractor hire, which is also highly subsidized. Unfortunately, the 2014 drought hit the country hard, and the yields are expected to drop tremendously, and yet this program was to change the fortunes for the better. Moving forward, the aggressive implementation of agreed programs is another way of reaching our goals at FAO. But as an organization, there is a need for us to sit and review some of our bureaucratic procedures that can end up delaying the support that is urgently required by the rural poor. The rural poor cannot wait when the need is there for their support. Also, consideration has to be made on the conditions of service to help retain top quality experts, particularly at FAO. As an organization, we also need to be more aggressive on resource mobilization, particularly from the private sector. It is the private sector that can assist us as an organization to make sure that we meet the needs of the farming communities throughout the world. We also need to consider areas that are not agro-conducive. It is in such situation where social programs must be implemented to counter the lack of agricultural activities as a means of reducing rural poverty and hunger. While implementing such programs, due diligence must be made to ensure that there is fair play to all stakeholders. Lastly, Mr. Chairman, may I emphasize that the good work that FAO is doing in the rural areas of the Kingdom of Swaziland is highly commendable and highly appreciated. Again, may I pledge my government's support to you, Director General, and your organization. As a country, we fully support the Zero Hunger Initiative for a hunger-free world. I thank you, Mr. Chairman. Long live FAO.